5. Co-absolute, or fifth phase association. The ultimate is the apex of transcendental reality, even as the supreme is the capstone of evolutionary experiential reality. And the actual emergence of these two experiential deities lays the foundation for the second experiential trinity. This is the trinity absolute, the union of God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and the unrevealed consummator of universe destiny. And this trinity has theoretical capacity to activate the absolutes of potentiality, deity, universal, and unqualified. But the completed formation of this trinity absolute could take place only after the completed evolution of the entire Master Universe, from Havona to the fourth and outermost space level. It should be made clear that these experiential trinities are correlative, not only of personality qualities of experiential divinity, but also of the other-than-personal qualities which characterize their attained deity unity. While this presentation deals primarily with the personal phases of the unification of the cosmos, it is nonetheless true that the impersonal aspects of the universe of universes are likewise destined to undergo unification, as is illustrated by the power of personality synthesis now going on in connection with the evolution of the Supreme Being. The spirit-personal qualities of the Supreme are inseparable from the power prerogatives of the Almighty, and both are complemented by the unknown potential of Supreme Mind. Neither can God the Ultimate as a person be considered apart from the other-than-personal aspects of Ultimate Deity. And on the absolute level, the Deity and the unqualified absolutes are inseparable and indistinguishable in the presence of the Universal Absolute. Trinities are, in and of themselves, not personal, but neither do they contravene personality. Rather do they encompass it and correlate it, in a collective sense, with impersonal functions. Trinities are, then, always deity reality, but never personality reality. The personality aspects of a trinity are inherent in its individual members, and as individual members, they are not that trinity. Only as a collective are they trinity. That is trinity. But always is trinity inclusive of all-encompassed deity. Trinity is deity unity. The three absolutes, deity, universal, and unqualified, are not trinity, for all are not deity. Only the deified can become trinity. All other associations are triunities, or trioddities.